The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hey everyone, it's Ellen Wells with the Just Veggies podcast. I am also the author of the Just Veggies blog here at plantersplace.com. So if you like to read, I suggest you read that. I am here today recording my fourth installment in the Victory Gardening 2.0 series, and that is inspired by the National Garden Bureau's series of blog posts on the same topic. What is Victory Gardening 2.0? I've mentioned in my previous three episodes, I'll just mention it briefly here. It really is a response to the coronavirus pandemic. People are quarantining, staying away from each other, self-isolation, social distancing thing. But you still want to get outside and do something. So you go outside and garden. And while you're out there, might as well grow some food so you don't have to go to the grocery store as often. And also, while you're out there, take the kids and do some science projects with them. How do beans grow? What size root system do beets have? Things like that. So previous topics have included planning your garden, planting your victory garden, and if you don't have any outdoor ground to plant in, plant your victory garden in some potted containers. Containers with soil in them. And this week's topic is similar. It's a container, but it's different in that it is a raised garden bed. So it's a little bit bigger than a terracotta pot. Now, as I have done in previous blog posts, I'll share a few of the National Garden Bureau's tips along with my experience with each one. So the first thing we want to determine is what sized bed do we want to build? It first depends on how much space you have. You might decide that something that's about 4 foot by 4 foot is fine. It's all you can use. But if you have a little bit more ample space, maybe along the side of a garage or along the side of a neighboring building or even in your backyard, one of the first problems that we run into is we often think, oh, we'll just build it as big as we can. And we get some boards that are 12 foot long and we build a 12 foot by 12 foot square. That's a little too big because you can't reach what you're planting in the center. So let's reconsider. Let's reconsider by building a rectangle. And usually you don't want the raised bed to be any deeper or wider than what you can reach, maybe 3, maybe 4 foot wide. As for length, you can find boards at your local home improvement store that are maybe 8 foot long, maybe 12 foot long. If you have an 8 foot long board, that's perfect for the long end of the rectangle. If you have a 12 foot long board, cut that in half and you get 6 feet. So your raised bed could be 3 or 4 foot deep and 6 to 8 foot wide. I'm sorry, long. If your raised bed is longer than 6 foot, let's say 8 foot, keep in mind that the soil inside of the container will put a lot of pressure outward, and your raised bed will start to bow outward in the centers. So you'll have to add some supports in the middle of that board. Now, what kind of tools do you need? Well, a hammer and some nails and a saw at your most basic level. If you are using boards that are a little bit thicker, a little bit longer, then you would do well to get a power drill and some wood screws. And of course, you'll need a measuring tape and a pencil to make some marks as to where to cut. What materials? Well, you will need, I already alluded to, some wooden boards. The standard thickness of boards is about 1 inch. If you can get 2 inches, that's even better. They're a little bit more rare, and they're a little bit more expensive. Actually, a lot more expensive. But how wide should the boards be? So we've determined they're about 6 foot long, 8 foot long. But how wide? Basically, how deep will your garden bed be? If you are planting plants that have a shallow root system, like lettuce or greens or something, then a board that's 6 foot wide will give you a raised bed that's 6 foot. Six inches wide will give you a raised bed that's 6 inches deep, and that is perfectly fine to contain your shallow root systems. If you are growing something with a deeper and more robust root system, such as tomatoes and squash, or corn, actually, that's another one, or something that has a taproot like carrots or beets, things like that, you would want a board that is 12 inches wide, which would give you a raised bed that is a foot deep. Okay, so from there, what else do you need? You need 2 by 2 by 16 inches, so it's a stake that's 16 inches long. Four of them, those will go in the corners to, so you screw the boards into those supports, those stakes. Now remember, if your bed is 8 foot long, you'll want another set right down the middle of your board to add a little bit more support. So when you secure a 16 inch stake into the corners of your 12 inch board, that gives you 4 inches of stake or support extending above the board. You'll flip that whole box upside down, and those stakes will actually be dug into the ground to support and to make immovable your raised bed. Okay, so we've gotten the boards, we've gotten the wooden supports. What else do we need? Soil. You need raised bed garden soil. And that's a whole other topic that we can talk about at another time. I, for one, am going to order some, it's going to be half loam or just regular garden soil and half compost. And that combination will give me a nice mixture in which to plant my vegetables. What other items do I need? Well, at this point, I can just customize and build out my raised bed to my specifications. So other things I might do to my raised bed is I might get some landscape fabric and put that on the ground underneath my raised bed. And what that does is helps prevent some insects and, you know, things that have been living underground from burying out and getting into my plants. It gives them an extra foot to go before they reach the surface. Another thing it does is it keeps the weeds down, which is very important. And let's see, what else do you need? Oh, you might take some extra lengths of board if you have it around and build like a little ledge or a little seat at one end of the bed in case you wanted to, you know, place a ice cold glass of lemonade, or if you wanted to sit down for a little bit, or just, you know, keep your tools on it so you don't lose them. And at this point, you can customize as you wish. It is your bed. Make it as you wish. Well, that's it for this episode of the Just Veggies podcast. Come back often and see what else I have to say. Meanwhile, have a great time in the garden.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.